Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, happy hour. Look at that 6'5" Scooby snack sitting right over there.
I'm right over here.
Alex Scooby's here, everybody.
How y'all doing?
Oh, Scooby and a bone. Let me just say something. You sent me a piece that says actor Alex Scooby, husband to Mo Collins.
That's
no.
The headline was.
No.
Why is that my introduction?
That was the headline. That was that.
No, what? Because you were here with your fantastic wife, Mo Collins, but you are way more than just Mo Collins' husband.
Well, I appreciate that.
Listen.
I really do. And
Listen to that.
I'm blushing.
Kids, look at him.
You're about to go straight again, aren't you, Steph?
Yes. I was like, I'm so glad you showed up without your wife.
You know, she said, when Mo showed up the first time, she said, I'm so glad you came without your husband.
Wow.
So, I know how
she
rolls.
This is going both ways, isn't it?
Divide and conquer. They're both hilarious and hot. No, it's funny. When we had Mo on the happy hour, because you think of her as Stuart's mom and all these other characters. She's fucking hot. I felt bad. Did you see all the comments on the picture? Everyone's like, oh my God, nipple, nice tits. Holy shit, she's hot. I was like, she has a husband. Stop
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It's like, you know, we run into people all the time that say stuff like that. They're like, oh my God, like you're beautiful.
Fucking hot, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
I mean,
yeah, but I felt bad because I knew that she was married. All the comments were like, oh my God.
You know what? You take that with a grain of salt.
Yes.
There you go.
Well, I wanted to punch.
You won't last long if you
punch,
don't.
I wanted to punch people on your behalf.
But then you can also, yeah, that's my girl.
Yeah, you know.
I can't say it to her.
Hey, look, I bed down with her. You know what I mean?
That's so gallant of you.
Yeah, I got that.
Chivalry is not dead.
I love that. That's kind of. He spent time
I bet
in Chicago.
Her down.
I fucking tap that. What do you think of that? Yeah, well, they're nice tits. You don't even know the half of it.
Oh, I'm from Jersey. You don't even know.
Oh, right. Man. Oh, that's right. You're from Jersey. Then went to Chicago. So you're both kinds of fucking tap that.
Yeah, this is one of the best margaritas I've ever had.
I know, because here's the thing. Travis is a former bartender, but so are you. So
yes.
You know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. This is really good.
I mean, it's just straight up. You asked for Cazadores?
Cazadores. And you
Reposado,
did it. And
got
you did
that. But that's an easy one to find, too. That's a good, easy one to find.
Yeah. It's a nice quality tequila, too.
Literally just squeezed one lime into it. Instead of using triple sec, I use a honey liqueur.
Thank you for tuning in to Bartender Talk.
That's my trick right there.
And the rest of us know what the fuck they're saying. Okay.
If everyone's listening on the show right now, they can go fix themselves one because I just gave the recipe.
Can I
have some dating game music, please? Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Scooby, born December 27, 1972 in Neptune City, New Jersey. He's 6'5" tall, 218 pounds. He's probably not lying like Donald Trump. He would look good in a tux.
Yes.
With a right size goddamn fucking cummerbund and not whatever that adult diaper was wrapped around his waist. He is best known for playing Carrie's boss and lawyer at her Manhattan law firm on The King of Queens.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Scooby.
Thank you for having me.
6'5" Scooby snack.
Those sound effects are awesome.
Everyone needs a box like that.
No, I need a... Calm down.
Oh, come on, Mike.
No, that's what it's called.
Your wife,
box.
Mo Collins, has never said in bed, come over here, you fucking Scooby snack.
I think she has years ago. I mean, that was, you know, it's played out now.
Yeah.
For the...
It's like the jokes about my last name, Bone. There's only
exactly.
So many...
When you're
Wait,
Scooby.
What's your last name?
It's Bone. It's actually Bone.
No, it is not.
Yes, swear to God.
Yes, it is.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Imagine the shit I got in school.
Yeah, how many times do you think he got the books knocked out of his hands? Why do you think he's that muscular now?
I had to defend myself.
Hey, you look good, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was svelte. I was scrawny back in the
Wow,
day.
Yeah,
Alex.
So was I.
Yeah, and I don't mean many.
Yeah, I was skinny. I was so skinny. I was like, they used to call me a stick.
How did you get to your current physique, Alex?
It took a lot of years of exercise and
a lot of
mental fortitude.
You got to eat a lot to do that, too.
Well, no, you know what I eat now? Like, basically, all I eat is protein. I got off of man-made stuff because it was, you know, I was 250 pounds a year ago.
Wow.
I'm 220 now.
Wow.
So that's pretty good.
Nicely done.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the thing I love that I did not know until you just told me it an hour or so ago.
Uh-huh.
Voice is going to kill me.
Say it.
I think I had
not
this right.
Not since Ron Perlman kept doing the beast to me on the happy hour have I been a little bit moist.
You know who else was drinking that tequila that day? It was Ron Perlman.
I know.
Stephanie.
Well, not that exact one.
Stephanie.
Yes. Call me Catherine.
Catherine.
This is not Beauty and the Beast.
What's happening? Okay. No, but here's what I love is Travis said you were a Republican until you married Mo Collins, who
I was
brought you to the light. So she literally fucked the Republican out of you, which makes me love
her. Wait, hold on a
second. Even more than I already love her.
Wait,
Mo Collins. Mo Collins, if for America you have to fuck the right wing out of every man in America, your husband will do that for America.
Wait a second. I'm not fucking the Republican on anyone. God, listen, no, hold on a second.
Okay.
I was a Republican.
Don't get defensive.
I was registered Republican up until, Donald Trump became the thing.
Yeah.
And that.
You're a never Trumper, which you
is. No, but not that I always voted Republican. I was just registered Republican.
Okay.
So now.
But why? Why?
Because I grew up in that kind of family. That's just the way it was.
My father ran with Goldwater. You don't have to.
That's amazing.
You don't have to feel ashamed around me.
I'm not. I'm just telling you the truth, man.
Show me on the doll. Show me on the.
This is where he touched
the Richard
me.
Nixon doll. Where? Show me on the dick. Where some Republican. What? He obviously has the same kind of scarring I do for my right wing upbringing.
Total scarring.
Yeah.
Total scarring. And the problem is that some. I'm not going to mention it, but some of them still are that in Jersey, my family, and I can't.
Oh,
I can't do
me
it.
Too. My mom and brother are both Fox News watching, Trump loving.
They're not Trump
Republicans.
Supporters.
Oh yeah, my mom's.
Okay, so that's see, I can't see.
That's
this
even
is,
worse.
No, I literally, it makes me sad and sick.
I know. No, it's terrible because they've. Did you ever see the film documentary, The Brainwashing of My Dad?
No, I want to see.
Brilliant
it,
film. Woman, her dad was like a blue collar Democratic Union guy his whole life. Started watching Fox News and became just a. Right-wing lunatic.
Wow.
It's a brainwashing propaganda network, you know?
But if you have any emotional intelligence, you will not go down that road. You just won't. Right?
My mom's 96. She thinks my dad died in 83. She still thinks he would be a Republican, love Trump, and I, as an assistant prosecutor at Nuremberg, I would beg to differ that my father would like someone that says Nazis are very fine. You know, just point of order.
Yeah, he probably would not.
Sidebar, Mom.
Yeah.
Wait, Travis, did you see he even talks bartender nerd talk on Twitter? I love Mezcal tequila and Corona Premier beer, and I'm not too proud to admit that. Good night, Valley Village.
I may have been.
What was that night about?
I'm all about the Mezcal.
You know what?
Valley Village.
Well, I tell you what. That night, I remember putting out that tweet, and I woke up the next morning and went, they all know I was drunk. They all know.
Oh, yeah.
Eight of them.
I've had those tweets.
I just love it's like he was like, you know, Freebird. Just good night, Valley Village.
Yeah, it's like a rock and roll thing, right?
Good
night, Valley Village. You know?
I didn't give you any of the ones about the CBD oil and cream.
I don't know if you guys are into the marijuana cream that you rub onto your body and immediately within like 10 minutes, you're like, oh, hey, everyone.
Oh, what is going on?
I rub it all over my skin.
You do?
When I get in the bed at night.
It puts the lotion on its skin?
It puts the lotion on its skin.
Or it presumably gets the hose again from Mo Collins?
That's true. Well, she's out of town right now, so I don't have to get the hose. So I'm not worried about that.
Well, I could do that for you.
Stephanie.
Oh, snap.
What?
You're scolding her. Look at the eyes. Look at the eyes shooting
across. He's 6 foot five.
What, are you going to go to the Space Five Parade in Boston?
He likes funny women. What's the difference? Me, Mo Collins, Sherry O'Terry, whoever it is. Whatever gets
well,
you through the
Sherry.
Night.
She's Sherry's
I
great.
Know. I love her, too.
Great. Yeah, she's really cool.
Okay. I do love your Twitter. It's so random. You said, sometimes I feel like I'm floating down the Mexican Riviera sipping a cocktail while Spanish music plays. Other times I feel like I'm power washing diarrhea off a stop sign. Oh, life. You amaze me.
Yes. Well, I mean,
that's every day on this show.
You know, Twitter to me is not a serious thing.
The first thing is what like you think you want to think. Like your dream thing. And then you come back to like reality and Donald Trump is president and you're washing diarrhea off a stop sign.
I mean, what else is there?
I'm going to say it's because Donald Trump flung some poo at a stop sign because he didn't like it.
Well, he would.
He doesn't like being told stop.
Exactly.
I wish he'd get poo flung at him.
Oh,
is this a real thing that you're writing a book called Shit Stain? Speaking of, I'm keeping on topic at least. But you said Bible classes in schools, screamed the orange bloated man baby from his plastic throne with half-eaten McRib on his lap. Please write a book called The Shit Stain. Please don't let that be a Twitter joke.
Well, I want to write a book about this, you know, this shit stain, this, you know, this
orange
shit stain. And but make it not about that, but it's about that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
So everything is about that, but it's not about that.
Yeah.
So I can't get in trouble, you know?
Sure. No one will know who you're talking about. There's so many orange shit stains, so little time.
So many. God, this margarita is good.
It's doing
now, you know what's great about it? Zero food, half a Xanax. This thing is flying.
Hello.
You know all it's missing? Oh, I put in my drinks when I make them at home? CBD oil.
I thought you were going to say a roofie.
Oh, no. CBD. It's better. Okay. CBD oil is great. You could give a fuck about what's going
we
on.
We don't
in
mean
the world
to discriminate against our fantastic happy hour guests that have been sober, but we're just saying we kind of like the party people.
Yeah, it is. It's a different thing, right?
Thank God he's fun. That was a terrible thing to say for our sober guest. I was like, oh, he's fun. Yes.
Well, last week we recorded, and by the way, that we could have been drinking with her.
Oh, Nina West
yeah. From RuPaul's Drag Race.
I don't watch that.
She's Miss Congeniality.
RuPaul's Drag Race. But she's known for icing people where she will pull somebody up during one of her shows and challenge them to chug a Smirnoff Ice. And apparently she cannot be beaten.
I know a few people could probably
give her a run for her money.
Yeah.
But she
Chicago's a drinking town, right? So I mean Jersey also, right?
Chicago is probably the biggest that I've been to a bunch of cities in this country and lived in a few of them, and Chicago, because the weather is so hideous 9 months out of the year.
I grew up in Buffalo.
Yeah.
What else is there to do?
There it is.
Drink Jenny Cream Ale.
You're in a bar. You stumble home in the, you know, negative 40 with the wind blowing in your eyes.
You have to be drunk to go out in that.
Oh, my God. It was just never ending. And then the summers, the other reason is it's beautiful out. Let's drink.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's exactly cold. Let's drink. Hot. Let's drink.
Yeah. Podcast. Let's drink.
Let's drink. Why? No, wait. Jersey. Born in Jersey. Why did you move to Chicago? You moved in 90. Wait a minute. Where did? God,
well, I moved to Chicago in 92 because it's funny. It's like I was having so much anxiety when I was younger. Like I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life and I was just so out of my mind, you know. And so my mother used to tell me, my mother passed about 10 years ago, but she used to tell me, she'd be like, Alex, get your head out of your ass and figure out what you want to do. She's like, funny, like just do it, you know. But she was on my side. She was just, it was tough love type thing.
Yeah.
And I was like boxing. I was unloading 18-wheelers at Sears. Do you remember Sears?
It's four in the morning. Where America shops or did?
Yeah, in Asbury Park, New Jersey. I was unloading these crates at like 4:30 in the morning. I'm like, I will hang myself.
This fucking sucks.
So I just
I took a job making donuts at 4 in the morning once. That
well, at least
like
they'll smell good, and you're not around guys with haven't washed their balls.
A lot of ball sweat.
But So anyway, I went to this community college. I didn't want to take marketing. I took an acting 101 class. I took it. All these people that were in the class were like, you're real good. You should go audition fucking anywhere else. So I went to Chicago, NYU, Syracuse, DePaul University in Chicago. And I got accepted to all three. And I wanted to be as far away from my family as I possibly could.
Wow.
I love my family, but I wanted to be far. I chose Chicago. And that's where I went to DePaul University. The theater school, and then I got kicked out after 2 years, and I just stayed there.
What did you do, Alex Scooby?
Well, it's what
did you do?
It's what I didn't do. I didn't want to take all the book smart classes. I just wanted to act. But you had to take these book smart classes in order to stay in the school. And I didn't. And then, you know, the head of the acting school, who at the time was just, he was just a real, real cocky, weird, pretentious human being.
Emphasis on cock.
Cock. And he, I don't think he liked me. Very much.
Because, no, I've read your mom was had a beautiful voice. She sang around the house all the time. Your dad was Willie Loman.
My dad was Willie Loman.
He had a big personality.
Still is.
Salesman.
Salesman. Izod. Izod. Remember the alligators?
Yes.
He worked in, New York City. Well, he worked for the company in New York City in their big office buildings. Like, he was one of the big... one of the bigger wigs. And then Ralph Lauren, he worked for them. And
I hated all those fuckers. I hated it. I've rejected my whole childhood, the whole Buffalo Country Club. I wish if they made a shirt where the Izod alligator ate a polo pony, I would have bought that.
That would be awesome. You know what? That's a great
idea. Free ideas. Just saying.
Throw it out there into the universe.
You've got a clothing brand going already.
I do. I have hats. I do have hats.
Yeah, ScoobyCompany.com, man. Look at that.
Yeah, the ScoobyCompany.com and Scooby222, man. These hats, and I've been, they're great.
Scooby, where are you? You're at Scooby.com.
I'm right here, Stephanie.
There's some styling hats.
There's also a podcast, Scooby Talk. You discuss current goings on in life, entertainment industry, whatever else comes to mind.
Yeah, yeah.
You've had Phil Hendry and Rick Overton on, we have here on the Happy Hour.
Yeah, I love them both.
Yeah,
awesome.
Brilliant,
people.
Both of them.
Yeah, yes. We just chat. I mean, Scooby Talk is literally just—it's like I want the audience to feel like they're listening in on a conversation that two people are having over breakfast or lunch or whatever the fuck.
Yeah,
you know, it's just chatter.
That no one's thought of doing a podcast yet.
I'm sure.
Do you feel like every fucking person has
600,000 other fucking people haven't thought of doing. You know what this is for me, Stephanie? This is a way for me to vent my frustration.
Yes, that's what we're doing here. Exactly.
Our frustration's usually directed at Donald Trump around.
Yes. Oh my God.
And we pass around all the same people that we just are like, yes, right? Fucking A.
Every time I hear that name, Donald Trump, it makes me nauseous. I stopped watching. I had to. 2 months ago, I stopped watching.
Because it's what we do for a living, but it is fucking excruciating.
It's hideous.
I can't stand.
Is it going to end, or will he get, because I keep saying this, I go, you know, everyone's all fucked up about this, and yes, of course you are, you should be, but I have this sick feeling that he's going to go another 4 years.
No.
I have this sick feeling. It's sick. I do. I have the, because I look at the Democrats and I go, well, who? I mean,
I love all of them. We just have to impeach this motherfucker like now.
Well,
yesterday.
Well, why haven't they? Why, you know? And by the way, why is the guy, what was his name? I can't remember his name. The IRS guy who was supposed to hand over Trump's taxes.
Mnuchin.
Why is he not in jail? I thought he was supposed to go to jail if he didn't hand him over. If he was gonna,
Mo Collins, I feel like, would visit you in jail. Do you feel like his cartoon villainous wife would is a conjugal sex kind of person?
Conjugal sex.
Do you think she'd go to Rikers?
No. No. Are we talking about Melania?
No,
we're talking about Mnuchin's
wife.
Mnuchin's.
I don't know. I don't know who's his wife.
Oh, she's the cartoon villain that he brought to touch the money.
I need to see a picture
of
treasury.
Okay. So, all right. But wait a minute. So your mom, obviously, as you said, beautiful voice, sang, blah, blah, blah. So you were always trying to get their attention by being a ham, putting on shows in the living room.
I was, you know.
Tell me about little.
Well, so my family was, you know, so I grew up Eastern Orthodox. My family, they're mostly Russian. So, you know, we did all that stuff. And we had a.
So you interfered in elections?
Okay, see.
Stephanie.
You know what? No, you know what?
Sorry,
Scold her.
I have PTRD. Post-traumatic Russian. Okay. Disorder.
Russian disorder. But so we would have they'd
I'm
have
sorry,
these
I
celebrations.
Accused you and your family.
No. I've never been to Russia.
Okay.
I grew up in Wall Township, New Jersey.
Okay.
So anyway, so we would have these things, and I remember I would always put on these like little shows by the the food table. You know, where all the food was, like the black bread and the kielbasa, and people would be sitting around on couches eating their food, and I would stand up in the middle of them, and I would start performing. And I was a wee lad at the time. And they would all laugh.
It seems like ham is not the right word to use for what you were.
What would it be? Say it.
Were you a kosher ham?
I would think I was a kosher. Wait a second, am I Jewish?
I don't know, you just said you grew up Orthodox Russian something.
Eastern Orthodox.
Oh, is that different?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Holy shit.
I know.
You need to do 23andMe.
What?
You need to do a 23andMe.
17 will get you 20.
No, not
No, I went to Catholic school my whole life.
DNA test.
like 12 years hard time. And my best friend, my freshman year at USC, was Todd Stein. And at one point he said something about being Jewish. And I was like, what is that?
Oh, shit.
And he looked at me. He's like, are you serious? And I was like, yeah, what is it? Is it like a race or religion? What is it?
I was from Fresno. I was the same way until I got to college.
I didn't know. Well, which is good news. I couldn't really be anti-Semitic because I didn't know what it was. That's how clueless I was. It was a very small town. Can I have my dating game music again, please?
Oh, really quickly, can I show him a picture of Mrs. Mnuchin?
Oh, yes, please. Yeah. Go ahead. Speaking of dating, I'm sure she loves him, not for his money.
Wait, what?
That's his wife.
Except that she's touching his money and not his dick.
Wait, what?
That's her dental dam.
Wait, what?
That's Steve Mnuchin's wife. All right. That's him treasury. She's me touch the money.
Someone for everyone.
She went to Fort Knox.
Pot for every lift.
That's what happened when they went to visit Fort Knox. She wanted to go to the treasury, and she's like, let me take a picture holding a sheet of money.
Let's talk about Alex.
Does she look like a Bond villain or what?
She doesn't look like a gold digger, does she?
You just slurred a little bit. Go ahead.
Let's talk about Alex.
That's how you know
Alex Kubi's lid.
Wait.
Let's talk about Alex Kubi's lid, Mo Collins. You were asked, where'd you meet? You met online?
Yes,
you fell in love through instant messaging.
You guys met online?
We did. It was called nerve.com. It doesn't exist anymore. This was like 10 years ago. And I was at a bar one night, and my friend's like, because I had just gotten divorced, and in the past, and my friend's like, you got to get on nerve.com. And I was like, what the hell is that? It sounds like a porn site. He goes, well, half of it is, but the other half is like legit. And I'm like, no, fuck that. I'm not doing that. Went home that night, drunk, set up a profile, went to bed. The next morning I wake up and I see that I have a wink. Someone had winked at me. And I look and it's this woman called Mo Collins. And now I have to be honest. Mm-hmm. I didn't watch Mad TV. I did not know.
Is that legal?
I just didn't. My sister, but here's the funny thing. After us talking back and forth, I told my sister, who's a lot younger than me, she's 12 years old.
Actually, it's probably good because that would be a boner killer if you only saw her as Stewart's mom. Or who's
Lorraine.
Lorraine,
yeah. That was a great character. Great character. So I told my sister that, she'd asked me like a couple weeks later after I'd been talking with Maureen online. She goes, I told her, I have a date. She goes, with who? I said, it's an actress. Her name's Mo Collins. And my sister, who's 12 years younger than me, goes, wait, what? I'm like, Mo Collins. She goes, oh, my God, like Mo Collins, like Mad TV. And I go, I guess. And then my roommate at the time, we were living off of Wilshire Boulevard in this townhome. He goes, wait a second. You're going on a date with Mo Collins? I'm like, yeah, what's going on? He goes, let me show you something. He brings up YouTube and he starts showing me these clips. And I was like, holy shit. Okay, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
And we met at Cat and the Fiddle. That's not there anymore.
Yeah, I remember.
And when we first sat down at the table, we started laughing hysterically. And that went on for like 10 minutes. And we hadn't said a word to each other in person. We just started laughing.
Nerves?
We were like looking at each other going, oh my God.
I'm going to probably marry you. Shit.
Yeah, I swear to God, it was so crazy. It was.
But seriously, what were you laughing at? That's such an amazing story.
We were laughing, I think, because we had just been writing back and forth, online.
Yeah.
And then we got to this point where I guess we were so excited to meet each other that when we did, we both saw each other and we're like, okay.
This is for real.
This is for real. Here we are. And we've been together ever since. It's been almost 10, nine.
Listen, if Lorraine was not a boner killer, nothing was ever going to be.
No. Well, she didn't look like Lorraine when she showed up.
Yes, I know.
Oh my God, I just slurred.
She didn't look like that when she showed up here. I was like, this is Lorraine Stewart's mom. Wow, wow. This is no Walking Dead here. This is Walking Red Hot Alive. What? Huh? He even tweets for her about her, how great she is on The Walking Dead.
It's support.
Look how handsome and romantic he is. He tweets about how great she is on Walking Dead. Okay.
Well, she does the same stuff for me.
Is it weird being married to someone on a show like that where like does she come home and like, I can't tell you what I've been doing?
Well,
she's in the CIA.
And it's like, I can't come back early because
to answer your question, so I just did this great thing on Snowfall, John Singleton's show.
Yeah.
And I come in on the 8th episode of the 3rd season. I'm not pumping this at all.
But it's going to come out in a few weeks, right?
July 2nd, I think they start airing them. I'm not on until episode 8 of that season. But enough about me.
Now. Uh-huh.
Not, No, not important.
No, but, it's a great show.
That show, I got to tell you something. I had never seen that show. I got the appointment to meet with the producers. I watched one episode and went, okay. I binged the entire two seasons in 2 days. It's that good.
Yeah. It's about the drug epidemic in the 80s.
It's about the crack cocaine.
Yeah,
and it basically reminds me of like Breaking Bad meets The Sopranos. I mean, that's what it feels like when you're watching. And it's so good. Anyway, to answer your question, she says stuff to me.
Right.
Like what she's doing. You know, she's not, you know, I always feel it's like we have this cure for, like when you get a job and you get a gig and you're on a show and they're like, don't tweet about it. Don't tell anyone what you're doing. Well, you're an actor. You want to say what you're doing because that's your publicity.
She shouts it out during sex, doesn't she?
She shouts it out during sex.
I'm still alive.
I try to take it in and I didn't get killed this season.
What?
And I'm behind her like, what?
Oh, wow. Well, we got some new information about, wow.
Wait, hold on.
Okay, is that every
time? That's why you gave
every
me tequila.
Okay.
This is why we're...
Wow. Okay.
Stephanie?
You meant behind her professionally.
I meant her personally.
You know,
yeah,
I'm
behind
corner.
You, hon. I'm behind you.
I've got your back.
I think we need to switch to porn music. Okay. You know what's weird? I have 1 degree of mad TV separation, too. So my tiny baby nephew, as I call him, who is only like 7 years younger than I am, because my sisters are like 20 years older than I am.
Yeah.
So he went to Northwestern.
Okay.
And I remember he was talking to me once about, oh, you know, my little friend, you know, my friend Nikki from college and blah, 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 blah. And then finally, when I was doing something, I was like, did you mean Nicole Sullivan from Mad TV is your little friend Nikki from college?
Yeah.
You motherfucker.
Yeah.
And so I was able to book her on my comedy special on Oxygen because I was like, well, you didn't tell me that your little friend Nikki.
Yeah.
By the way, my husband would lose his mind because he loves her.
Yeah. Oh, no. She's been drinking with me several times up in my house with Paul. And
yeah. We actually did King of Queens together. Our characters dated for an episode, which was funny. She plays the dog walker, and I was, you know, her boss, and I'm trying to get her to go out with me, and then, you know, of course, it doesn't work out. But it was a fun episode.
Yeah.
She's great.
I said this to Mo when she was here, and I really mean it, Alex, and I'm sure you know, now that you know who she is.
Yeah.
I've said the same thing, but I've said, like, I think I always thought at the time it was better than SNL. It was so brilliant between Mo Collins, Nicole Sullivan, like
Michael McDonald.
Yes, yeah, so Michael McDonald, who's done
he's
Happy
a regular
Hour.
Friend of our show, too.
Yeah, and so Michael McDonald is so great.
Michael's great.
I met him,
I think, once or twice. No, you know what? I met him like twice. He's a great dude. Yeah. Seems nice.
But
I don't really know him.
And
but.
Mo and I bonded over that. Like, if you see behind, I mean, Carol Burnett's been my lifelong idol.
I love Carol Burnett.
She sat in that chair.
And Lily Tomlin has sat in that chair. But
I'm rubbing. Well, hold on a second. Hold on.
Jane Fonda.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jane Fonda sat in this chair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who?
What?
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Seriously.
Kidding. No.
there's been some good ass in that seat.
Yeah, you know whose ass has been in the seat? Alex fucking Scooby.
Yeah.
You know, I got to talk about all these other people.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Okay.
Add
but my point is...
Yeah.
We're going to clone a great person.
But my point that I was saying to Mo is that I swear to God, when I watched, you know, I was like reviewing stuff before she came in, and I think it was like the salad bar sketch. You know,
that's
when she did
sketch.
Lorraine.
That's a good one.
Just any, you know, Stewart's mom sketch. And I was like, this made me laugh as hard as Carol Burnett and Lily Tomlin back in the day. Like, and it made me laugh as hard as anything on SNL.
Yeah.
And I always thought during their seasons, it was better than SNL at the time. So,
yeah, I tell you what, after meeting her and being with her, I realized how huge that show was and how great some of those actors were on it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's definitely, you know what, a cult classic now. I mean, I think it was like a cult following then.
Yeah.
You know, it never got where SNL went, which is a shame because I fell off of SNL years ago. It just became this kind of joke of itself. You know, the actors are constantly laughing and they're reading off the boards. It just seemed like Mad TV was more invested in the
at that time.
I
feel like they've done, you know, SNL's done some great stuff since then, but I just remember that time was so sort of vibrant. And Deborah Wilson, I did improv
Deborah.
With in
oh, yeah.
back in New York, and
yeah.
you know, like just all those players were so. But I just am curious. So when does she do Lorraine or Stewart's mom like? During foreplay, or is it a boner killer,
it's
or does it
never
make you laugh?
Come up. I
does,
swear to
does
you.
She like, does she get you excited and then go?
No.
Okay.
Never. That has never happened. As a matter of fact, I will say this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she's ever actually done those things for me.
Well, that's a boner killer for me.
Well, I think she's just fucking over it. You know what I mean? It was like 58 years
now,
ago.
Now, you both are fantastic actors, and you were here, you guys were here on the regular show for the play you did, Damaged Furniture,
which
I mean, that was weird working with her, right? She played your aunt.
Played my aunt, but it wasn't blood aunt relative. That's why I said yes to it. But no, it was a great show. Actually, you can still watch that play on damagedfurnitureplay.com for like $10. You can watch the 3-camera HD thing of it. We had a blast. It was a 6-month sold out run, and it was a comedy. You can't say that about a lot of plays in L.A.
No, you can't. And my friend Howie wrote it,
Howard Skoura.
Back in Chicago. Mm-hmm. Stand up together back in Chicago.
No, I didn't meet him until about 4 years ago, 5 years ago. I did his first play, which was Miserable with an Ocean View. And then he wrote this play with me in mind for the lead. And I was like, yeah, let's do it. You know, let's do it.
We had a lot of mutual friends back in Chicago when I did WCKG Miller Howell in the Morning, everybody, the most music in the morning, 105.9.
All right.
Classic rock, the most music back to back in the morning. It was a really long fucking thing I had to say every morning.
But you still say it. It's embedded in your brain.
Yeah. And that's after she's been slurring.
Yeah. And that's... That's different than Howard.
Is it a one drink minimum?
I can make another one
I haven't even had a whole drink. Everybody fuck off. So wait, you have 3 kids from previous marriage?
I have two.
I have
2 children.
All right. Yeah. And how old?
My daughter will be 20 in August. And my son is 17. He turns 18 in February. This is insane. To even say this out loud is just crazy to me. It's wild. Yeah, he's coming out on Monday. I'm very excited to see him. He lives on the East Coast.
Coming out, not for pride, because it's pride.
No, that's different.
Just
I'd still love him. But no, I don't see that in his future.
Coming out here is what you
He's
meant.
Coming out here.
Coming out to visit.
Oh, yeah. I can't say coming. Okay, so if I say coming out, we'll see.
He's
nowadays.
Coming to visit.
It's Pride weekend.
Yeah.
It is.
We're going to be drinking this weekend.
Yeah.
We're going to be drinking right now.
There's going to be a lot of lesbians looking at your wife's nipples in the pictures of me from the happy hour. I'm sorry to tell you. There's a lot of hubbub about those pictures, Alex.
Second, we're trying to get you a girlfriend. Oh, pretend like you're single.
All right. Scooby snack.
Yeah. What can I tell
you? You are fantastic. No, when you and Mo come back anytime and do the, or you alone, whatever, you did the regular show.
Yeah, I would love
when
to.
You were promoting.
We could do a couple.
You are smart. You're political. You guys are fantastic.
I would love to do it.
Yeah.
Love to do it.
Yeah. Well, listen, this seduction has not worked in terms of romantically, but what else is new
probably
for me?
Probably best because...
But, you know, we both share something. We both love Mo Collins so much.
Still a lesbian.
But I also... Well, I know. This is how
Keep saying that.
Joel Stein just said that.
Stephanie,
I have weird daddy issues.
She talks about how she's wanting to find a perfect woman. She wants to find that perfect woman.
Yeah.
And then she hits on guys relentlessly.
Well, maybe
and
she's
confusing her.
Look at him. I'm not blind.
I get it. I'm married and I get it. And he's married and I get it.
He's blind. But listen, I'm not like I have nerve endings still, despite whatever's happening down here.
Oh, shit.
I have nerve endings.
I love that sound effect. That is awesome.
I have the gift of sight still.
Her box makes that noise on its own.
He's funny. He's funny. He's smart. Listen, it's not like I discriminate. His wife did the same thing to me. Which is,
there you go.
I don't discriminate.
Okay.
Whatever. Alex Scooby, how do we worship you like I do, but like in a less creepy way?
Okay.
Okay.
Social media?
Yeah.
Twitter at Alex_Scooby Instagram.
SKUBY.
And then I created a new account on Instagram. It's Alex@Alex.Scooby, SKUBY. And then my main page where you can find out about my career and all that crap is thescoobycompany.com.
He's fantastic. CSI, King of Queens. We didn't even talk about one of my things, the Fosters.
I did 10
You've
episodes.
You've done everything.
Of that. Yeah, that was fun. It was
Our friend Peter
show.
Page worked on that show.
Yeah?
It's all family around here. It's all family. It's all
it's a
family.
Small little world, isn't it?
Yeah.
Family. Yes, family.
Am I the only one that really loves Tarzan, Legend of the Apes?
I haven't. Yeah. Wait.
It's all you.
No. Well, probably.
With what's his name? Look. Christopher Lambert. Just Jean-Claude. Family. Family, Jean-Claude.
This is one of the best monologues I've ever seen.
Rezo.
Like, if you
Jean-Claude
Rezo.
Family. Yes, family.
All right. I finally found an improv no one's with me on. Okay. No. Well, yes, and fine. Something.
I want another drink.
All right. Oh, let's do this.
But I have to go to the bathroom real bad.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, all
I think
right.
we're wow. You're about to wrap
let's
this thing
up. Let's dream that giant 6'5" lizard man. Let's do it. We love you, Alex Scooby.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Happy hour.
Cheers.
Hey, this is Lee Papa, host of AGD Podcast with the Rude Pundit. If you enjoyed this episode, you'll love my show, where every week I talk about politics and interview funny, fascinating, and filthy people. Find it at sexyliberal.com and on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and everywhere else you get your podcasts.